National Broadcasting Corporation, as part of its 80th anniversary, will tomorrow open its facilities to the public to look at the various broadcast equipment since 1935 to date. The corporation has gone through a lot of transformation, and the public will be informed about its operations, its successes and challenges. The head of technical production, Alex Fleshan of Unique FM, gives us details about radio broadcast equipment from the days of old till now. He spoke to Taikiche.
We started with rediffusion box. The boxes are wired to a set that has been tuned to BBC. So initially we were broadcasting BBC through our rediffusion boxes. Then we did that for 1940, shortwave was introduced. And with the shortwave technology, there are challenges. We went through them. There were improvements. So from shortwave, we went to FM in 1985. That was our first FM. This thing was a donation from the Germans. So we used that for some time. We had a major rehabilitation. The Japanese gave us a grant, and we used the grant in the radio studios and television. So it was at that time that TV went color. So radio, we had major this thing. So that technology wasn't on thermionic this thing. When I talk about thermionic, that is the valve that we knew. So we moved from valve to semiconductors, which was an improvement on the valve technology. So from valve, our latest, they are digital. So the digital, these things, is what we are using now.
So right now, GBC's radio is digital.
Yeah.
Some of the successes and challenges you face as technicians, because obviously, kind of equipment you are using, there are challenges.
Yeah.
Can you mention some of them?
You know, with the radio equipment, we were using the real machines for the playbacks. And the real machine, they are magnetic coated tips. And with time, these coatings, they peel off. And these reels move over erase head, the record head, and the playback head. So there is wear and tear. They cover the surface of these facilities. So you have to clean them. With time, the audio gets bad. Because they are moving parts too, you may have problems with mechanical things. And some of the parts too, because technology was moving ahead of we getting new, we're having problems with getting the parts. So when we had this major rehabilitation, it was a big boost.
I don't know if you remember those days when some of the machines, especially the one that plays the jingle for the news, had a problem and it had to be slapped and kicked before we can hear the drums roll. Can you recollect those times?
It is when parts move that you may have problems. But now we are in the solid state where our files are even on the service. They don't operate on moving parts. So the difficulty with parts moving, failures, we no longer have them. Although servers also have their problems.
So can you mention some of the successes?
We've had the technicians who have done a yeoman's job. Because when I talked about we not having parts, we've had people who have used innovations to make the machines work. So those are what I think are the major successes. For now, we have this telephone hybrid that we take for granted. Those days, telephone or interaction being part of work wasn't that easy. Because for the telephone to talk to our machines, we were not having, but we have some of our colleagues through innovations making the telephone talk to our mixer. But now, with the hybrid, you just connect the telephone to your mixer and people do the phoning and they take it for granted. But those days, we were not having those things. So no interaction. You do your request. Nobody will call in. We just use coupons.
So looking ahead, how do you see Unique FM or Radio Ghana technically?
It will all depend on funding. Because the way technology is moving now, it's like almost every year new things come up. And when they come up, they will not match what you already have. So you have to depend on innovations to make them work. Or you buy new things.
That is why TV license is necessary.
Yes.
Head of Technical Production, Unique FM, Alex Fleshan, talking to Taikiche.
The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, is inviting the public to the corporation's open day tomorrow. He said the day will be an opportunity for the public to have a look at the obsolete equipment that GBC technicians have to handle in order to broadcast to the nation. He believes that experience will further convince the public on the need to pay the revised TV license fee to enable GBC to purchase modern equipment.
On Saturday, 25th July 2015, we have an open day and you are all invited so that you can see what we do, how we do what we do or have done over the years. Come and appreciate the magic and dexterity of GVC technicians who continue on a daily basis to perform magic by coaxing obsolete, overstretched and tired equipment to provide sound and pictures for the education, information and entertainment of Ghanaians. In the absence of regular, guaranteed and secure funding, GVC has survived. Imagine what we will do with funding. In the future, a reinvigorated, re-energized, refreshed GVC will make all Ghanaians proud for all the right reasons.
Director General of GBC, Major Albert Don Chebe.